The second half, even though it's the one right before in Vav, in Orot Yisrael, in Rav Kook's work on explaining the point of the nation of Israel, Orot Yisrael, that's what we're doing right now. So Mashiach ben Yosef Miskala Hatchuna Shalumiyut Yisrael Mitzaratzmam. So what we just did before, in the section before, was that we understood the difference between Israel just not being one that just protecting its citizens, in which that is not going to be necessarily the best part of the individual, right? That's just that I need to protect myself, and therefore I pay the dues in order to have my garbage taken out, in order to be protected by an army. But we said that, no, the state of Israel is not about that, but the state of Israel is about the fact that now through the state, the world will understand more about godliness. Yisod kisa Hashem ba'ulam. So now, let's understand what he's saying right now. Mashiach ben Yosef. So Rav Kook explains. Good. That's a Malbim. Let's not get into that right now, but maybe we'll get to it. Mashiach ben Yosef. Now we said there's two stages. Rav Kook talks about this a lot. There's two stages in the redemption, or two stages in what's called Messiah. There's two parts of Messiah. There's Mashiach ben David and there's Mashiach ben Yosef. Right? Okay. This is an idea that we've spoken about in the past. There's Mashiach ben David, meaning the Davidic Messiah, and there's a Mashiach that comes from Yosef, from Joseph. So what's the difference? Mashiach ben Yosef mitgale atchuna shel umiyot Yisrael mitzad atzmam. The first stage is Mashiach ben Yosef. Is the Messiah is the redemption that strengthens the nationality or the nationhood of Israel by itself or for itself. Amnam. However, the nationalism of Mashiach ben Yosef of this first stage, hatachlis ha'achron of the end result or the end goal, eino eskadus hisyachdis lumis belvada. It's not. There's no point of me feeling proud to be a Jew or proud to be an Israeli. Kiim, but the goal of that pride is hashi'if al-ached, the striving to unite kol ba'i olam, all of existence, all of those who come into the world, l'mishpachat l'kro kulam b'shem Hashem, to recognize the name of God, to recognize the oneness of God. So in other words, the first stage is, I have to unite as a nation. I have to be a nation. Now when I sing Atikva, when I sing Am Yisrael Chai, it's not just the fact that I'm proud to be part of a nation. So, Mashiach ben Yosef, the first part of the Geula process is for us to recognize that we're a nation. We have a land, we have a country, we have a government, but that's not the goal of it. Now, Afal Pi, Shezet Sarah Gamke Merkaz Miuchad, even though that I need a center, Mekomokom Eina Kabana Kula Rak Amerkaz Ki Impulasam Gamkin Ala Kla Gadol. The goal of having America, of having a center, of having a country, is not for the country, but for the effect of the country on the world. Okay? Ukeshetzarech ha'olam la'avar inyan halu'umus ela klalus, and in order for the world to go from a place of nationhood to universalism, tzricha li'os gamkein ke'ein harisa el hadvarim shehushu mitzad alumius mutzumtzemes sheyesh ima hamagrel shela'ava pratis yisera. What happens is, in order for me to go from nationhood, from nationalism to universalism, the nationalism has to break down. In other words, I just want to keep going for a second. In other words, Alken Asin Mashiach ben Yosef lehareg. Mashiach ben Yosef has to be killed. Umalchus amitis v'kayamis tia Mashiach ben David. And then comes Mashiach ben David. Let's keep going. Ukeshaminis hakosef alatov hakoli magia lebitul erko sheosiach nesalu umios. Hine od tzad echad v'harayim v'uar gamke mechaya yechidim. Nimtzu shebitul yetzahara v'arigas Mashiach ben Yosef krovim heim binyanim zeh lezeh. Levikach nechlu chazal beperek hakhalil ala pasek v'bitu asher dakru. Im hu ha-Mashiach ben Yosef shenereg o ha-Yetzahara shenereg. There's an argument on whether, when it says this thing is stabbed, killed, that if it's going on Mashiach ben Yosef or the Yetzahara. In other words, let's explain what he just said. The first stage is nationalism. But then nationalism has to fall away. Why? Because what's nationalism?
A kind of God. You worship it.
Oh, good. A kind of God. Or it's about?
Myself.
Me. And that's not the goal of Israel. Now, let's play this out historically. There's a tremendous amount of nationalism within Zionism. Zionism says Jewish people have strength, the Jewish people are home, etc. And that's good. But that's only stage number one. So eventually, what's going to happen is that all of a sudden, the mainstream loses that Zionism. And either it's replaced with nothing, or it's replaced with
contentment.
Spirituality.
Well, but you're saying what they're losing you to is contentment, our self-endowment.
Yes.
Self-indulgence.
So what happens is that the national masses has to fall away or give way to something larger than just nationalism, which is Mashiach ben David, which is that, no, now that I've created a state, if it's just because of the nationalism, that's going to fall away. Why? Because it's about me. So that has to be destroyed. So there's what's called post-Zionism or post-nationalism, which has to be now, I'm using that to affect the world. Not about the Israeli, it's not about the Jew. It's about the world through the Jew.
That's not really what happened.
So again, let's just recap. So what he's saying right now is that the beginning of nationalism, of Zionism, is necessary to get to the second step. But it's going to fall away. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to get killed. And that's what he's saying here in the Gemara, the Yetzer, which is a necessary step to get to the Yetzer Tov. The Mashiach ben Yosef, the fact that I need a nationality, that I need a homeland to fight persecution, to run away from persecution, is he's even saying that's compared to the Yetzer Hara. But he's saying that's something that's protecting self. But that protection of self is not the goal, and therefore that has to be destroyed at the end in order for me to attain a higher goal. So the right wing today, it has to be God-based, religious-based. Where 50 years ago or 40 years ago was not necessarily religious-based, it was nationalistic-based. But that's essentially lacking. Because why am I more important than you? I'm not more important than the Palestinian. The Israeli is not more important than the Palestinian, because just like we didn't have a homeland, they didn't have a homeland. However, if I use, or if I'm understanding that the point of me being in Israel is not for me, but it's for the world, then I say, wait a second, I have to be here. This is my God-given land, not because it's good for me, because it's good for the world. Therefore, I become right-wing. That's the difference. A bracha is, today on Yom HaAtzma'ut, which is a day that is actualizing potential and realizing potential, is that we should understand the value of Yom HaAtzma'ut, understand the value of the State of Israel, understand the value of the government of Israel, understand the value of the nation of Israel, that it's not just about us. It's not about what serves the Jewish people, but it's about what the Jewish people can serve to the world. And that's the goal of Mashiach ben David, and that's the goal eventually of the State of Israel, which we're heading to, and which is why this is a religious holiday, that we're heading to something that's really beautiful and really powerful of spreading the oneness of God in this world. Thank you very much. Chag Sameach.